This is Ashlyn Harris from Wide Open with Ashlyn Harris, and now a vital break from our sponsors, Vital Proteins. And it is vital. Collagen Peptides is a wellness supplement that supports healthy hair, skin, nails, bones, and joints. When we hit 30, our body's collagen production starts to drop, and that's when Vital Protein steps in. Their iconic blue tub is everywhere. People love Vital Proteins, in part because it's so easy. Just mix it into your coffee, tea, or a smoothie, and you're good to go. And now you can get 20% off the next order at vitalproteins.com by using promo code WIDEOPEN20 at checkout. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Indeed Sponsor Jobs gets you quality candidates when you need them most. Spend less time searching and more time actually interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. When you need the right person to cut through the chaos, this is a job for Indeed Sponsor Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 Sponsor Job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? This is a job for Indeed Sponsored Jobs.
A noisy garage door is a cry for help. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Door Service. Most repairs are simple, but if left untreated, they can turn into costly repairs. Your garage door works hard every day, and a little maintenance goes a long way. We fix garage doors fast with quality parts designed to last a lifetime. Over 90,000 five-star reviews don't happen by accident. They happen by putting people first. Fixing your garage doors is what we do. From repairs to upgrades, call Don's Garage Door Service today.
Hurry into Menards right now and save big money. Miracle-Gro raised bed soil helps you grow bigger, more bountiful plants. It provides the right foundation your plants need to thrive with a 100% organic formula that requires no mixing. Add Miracle-Gro raised bed soil to help your plants grow with organic nutrients you can count on. Visit our garden center or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Sandy. Do ghosts or dark entities ever get confused as to who they're targeting? Are they completely infallible in their thinking?
On the wall.
It's a question you have to ask because sometimes it almost seems that they're sometimes can be just as confused as the living. A lot of times we have this preconceived notion that when you're dead, you suddenly have all this knowledge of like everything and there are no questions. You just have the answers. I don't know that that's always true. Even for something dark and ominous, at least that's what I'm led to believe in our next story. A mother and daughter terrified by a shadow entity that seems to be lurking around them. Lurking around the daughter in the woods, following her home at night, and eventually crouching outside of the door, claws on the window, but initially targeting the wrong person in the house, or so it seems. Take a listen. I have experiences with the paranormal since before I can even remember. My mother and I are both what people would call sensitives. She'd come to my room at night when I was very young because I'd be talking to someone. She told me the stories of this and how she could feel someone in the room with me and would tell them to leave me alone. I have several stories which I will share over time. My first story, but not my first experience when I was in high school. This is a two-part story. We were having a friend and family get together one evening. My best friend was there, and so was my boyfriend at the time, plus others around our age. We were taking turns on my ATV. It was my BFF and I on the ATV. As we ended up in a very wooded area, an area I technically wasn't allowed to be in as it was away from my home. My BFF and I had a paranormal experience together before, and this was going to be another one to add to the pile. I stopped the ATV because I thought she had yelled my name in my ear. She was sitting behind me and I was driving. I stopped and she asked me why. I told her that she shouted my name in my ear. I thought something was wrong, so I stopped to find out why. My friend was puzzled and told me she hadn't called my name. Confused, I turned to look at her, and in the corner of my eye, I saw something in the woods. I turned back, and in the distance between the two trees, I saw the shape of a man, except he was completely black. I froze. I've had a lot of experiences with shadow people growing up, and my instincts were screaming at me. My friend behind me gasped, seeing the figure herself, and urged me to get us out of there. As she said this, the figure suddenly leaped towards us. I gunned the ATV and headed towards home. Back on the asphalt, the hairs on the back of my neck stood on end. I could sense something following us just as fast through the woods on our left. A loud bang made us both shout and jump in our seats as I took a sharp turn onto my street. When I pulled into the driveway, we bolted inside. We discussed the bang and neither of us could figure out where it came from. We had both turned towards the sound which had come towards the woods. There were no houses on that side of the street. After a bit, we calmed down and didn't tell the others, who took their turn on the ATV, what had happened. My boyfriend then wanted to get on with me. I hesitated. It had been about an hour since the incident, and I was much calmer by then. I agreed. That was a mistake. My boyfriend was driving. I was seated behind him. We were on the grass between the road and the sidewalk, going nearly at max speed. The next thing I knew, we hit an invisible wall. The ATV seems to have crashed into something, jerked to a sudden stop. We were thrown off the ATV, which then apparently kept going and crashed into a tree while we crashed into the ground. I lost consciousness for a few seconds because I remember the impact, that my boyfriend shaking me awake, looking terrified because I hadn't responded at first. He helped me sit up, my head pounding. My first words were, "What did we hit?" My boyfriend shook his head and said he had no idea. I told him I was okay, and we immediately started looking around for whatever it was that we had run into. However, there was no hole, dip, or rock. Nothing but smooth grass. Nothing to explain why the ATV suddenly just bucked and threw us off like ragdolls. It seemed like too much of a coincidence after that Shadow Man experience earlier, and suddenly we were thrown off the ATV for no reason. The ATV was magically unharmed. We took it to his house to clean up and then returned to my house and told no one what happened. I did tell my BFF, of course, who immediately thought the Shadow Man was involved. I wish it ended there, however. That night, after everyone had gone home and everyone was asleep, my mom came into my room and asked if I was okay. I told her I was, but I got this strange gut feeling. I got up, went into a small family room at the front of the house where my mom typically ends up on nights she can't sleep, and sure enough, I found my mom sitting on the sofa. I asked her what was wrong. She then told me that she had gotten up to go to the kitchen to get something to drink. When she had been in her bedroom doorway, she suddenly saw a large, dark shadow streak across the back sliding door, which was, to her, to the immediate left side. With no lights in the back of the house and no house behind ours and the shadow being too big to be a bird, she couldn't explain it. She'd also gotten a very dark feeling and chills, and immediately my face popped up in her head. Concerned, she went to check on me. Note that both my parents' bedroom and mine are at the back of the house. My sister's room was across from mine at the front of the house, next to the kitchen. The shadow had gone from her end of the house and straight towards my end. Spooked because of earlier experiences, I sat down with my mom on the sofa. We talked for a bit and she said she was cold and was going to get a blanket from her room. She left and I immediately followed, not wanting to be left alone. To get to my mom's room, I must go towards the sliding door, which is adjacent to my mom's bedroom door. I was just a foot from both my mom's door and the sliding door when something dark and large, nearly a third of the sliding door's height, flew across the door from my right to left. From my right side of the house to my mom's side of the house, I froze and my mom stepped out and asked what was wrong. I told her I saw it, the shadow, just then. She ushered me to the small den where we stayed for hours until we both were too sleepy to keep our eyes open and were calm enough to go to sleep. The next morning, my mom shook me awake and told me to come in there. I followed her to the front door just a few feet to the right of the family room sofa we had been sitting on most of the night. On the long, narrow glass window next to the door, near the bottom was a handprint with five overly long fingernails, as though something had been crouched down at the door had pressed a hand on the glass, trying to peek in. It seemed that the shadow man had been intent on getting into my house last night. It's the only thing that made sense. My home is blessed many times over and couldn't come in. It also seemed like it was following me even through the house. My mother and I are very similar, and I wonder, to this day, if it had started on my mom's side of the house, thinking she was me, and then realizing its mistake had gone looking for me at the other side of the house. When I left my bedroom, it went back looking for me, and then finally realized I was in at the front of the house. Luckily, that shadow man never got near me again, I think. I was very cautious for a long time after this incident, keeping my mental blocks up. It was an experience I will never forget.
Now I'ma put it down like that. I'm leaving, I ain't coming back. You don't like the way I act.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or Patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories.
I started my first business when I was 12, mowing lawns for about $5 a yard. I learned if you do the job right, people trust you and customers care that you show up and do what you say you're going to do. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Doors. From garage door repairs to upgrades, we show up, we stand behind every job. We only use the best parts and springs guaranteed to last a lifetime. When you care about the people you serve, you work harder and it shows. Call Don's Garage Doors today or schedule online at donsgaragedoors.com.
When it comes to garage doors, no one knows more.
We're hiring at Don's Garage Doors. No experience, no problem. We provide full training, a brand new van, top-of-the-line tools, a gas card, and steady jobs with weekly pay. This isn't just a job. It's a career with real growth, great pay, and job security. Our team members go from training to six figures, and we're ready to help you do the same. Don't wait. Apply now at donsgaragedoors.com. We're hiring at Don's Garage Doors. No experience, no problem. We provide full training, a brand new van, top-of-the-line tools, a gas card, and steady jobs with weekly pay. This isn't just a job. It's a career with real growth, great pay, and job security. Our team members go from training to six figures, and we're ready to help you do the same. Don't wait. Apply now at donsgaragedoors.com. We're hiring at Don's Garage Doors. No experience, no problem. We provide full training, a brand new van, top-of-the-line tools, a gas card, and steady jobs with weekly pay. This isn't just a job. It's a career with real growth, great pay, and job security. Our team members go from training to six figures, and we're ready to help you do the same. Don't wait. Apply now at donsgaragedoors.com. We're hiring at Don's Garage Doors. No experience, no problem. We provide full training, a brand new van, top-of-the-line tools, a gas card, and steady jobs with weekly pay. This isn't just a job. It's a career with real growth, great pay, and job security. Our team members go from training to six figures, and we're ready to help you do the same. Don't wait. Apply now at donsgaragedoors.com.
I started my first business when I was 12, mowing lawns for about $5 a yard. I learned if you do the job right, people trust you and customers care that you show up and do what you say you're gonna do. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Doors. From garage door repairs to upgrades, we show up, we stand behind every job. We only use the best parts and springs guaranteed to last a lifetime. When you care about the people you serve, you work harder and it shows. Call Don's Garage Doors today or schedule online at donsgaragedoors.com.
When it comes to garage doors, no one knows more.
We're hiring at Don's Garage Doors. No experience, no problem. We provide full training, a brand new van, top-of-the-line tools, a gas card, and steady jobs with weekly pay. This isn't just a job. It's a career with real growth, great pay, and job security. Our team members go from training to six figures, and we're ready to help you do the same. Don't wait. Apply now at donsgaragedoors.com. We're hiring at Don's Garage Doors. No experience, no problem. We provide full training, a brand new van, top-of-the-line tools, a gas card, and steady jobs with weekly pay. This isn't just a job. It's a career with real growth, great pay, and job security. Our team members go from training to six figures, and we're ready to help you do the same. Don't wait. Apply now at donsgaragedoors.com.